the students are facing so much stress, either it will be big issues or small issues, they are facing so much stress. What is the best medicine to reduce stress?
Stress in specific thing, you can tell me?
Either it will be studies or other family problem.
Okay. So it's all wide topics. Okay, stress in general. Okay. Why do actually stress come? You ever thought of it? Right? Why do stress come? Yeah. Stress is something, okay, comes when you are unplanned of something. Okay? Stress always comes when you are unplanned of something. For example, you have your exams. Okay? You didn't study. Obviously, stress is going to come. So you are unknown of something and your planning is not perfectly done, any one stress will come. So the point what you understand is, if I am getting stressful, what are the things I am missing out which is creating this stress? For example, you are getting, how many of you have fear of exams? Your fear of exams? Oh, everyone has fear, only the back surrounding, here all are good. Okay, you have fear of exams. Okay, I'll talk about fear of exam. Because exam is one of the biggest stress you all have, correct? So you want me to talk about that? Okay. In group, everyone can say yes, huh? Not alone. Okay, I'll talk about stress about exams. It's a good example. Okay. So one point about stress about exams. Point number one. Okay, I'll tell you what are the problems, okay? If you don't study. So I'll tell all the problems and I'll tell you the solutions, okay? If you don't study, anyone in the world will get stressed. Even I will get stressed. Anyone, any teachers also going to your exams, they will get stressed if you don't study. Point number two. What marks my friends are going to get? That is a big stress. That is one of the most biggest stress people have. Oh, this girl is getting that, I am gone. Right? The third stress which you have is what my parents are going to think about. What they are going to say. Right? The fourth stress for some people, not everyone, who the examiner is going to be, if I can copy or not, right? This all happens during the exam, right? When the exam paper comes, this ma'am will come, oh my God, it's all over, right? So this is the other stress we get. Any other stress? Exam? Some people say you get blank out. It happens? You get blank out?
Sometimes.
Okay, so you get blank out. So that's the other stress. Any other stress? You can tell me more examples, any other issues so I can answer that. Anything else or I'm covered everything? Parents? Family? Yeah, relations. Yeah, I told parents expectation, because of that the stress comes, correct? Oh, you mean family issues? Okay, I'll get to that also. Okay, I'll check my time because I'm very short. So I'll go very quickly. Point number one about exams. First point is you got to study. Without studying, you're not going to bet the marks. And you're going to get stressful. The other thing about studies, what you can do is, make sure you study the right way. Okay? If you don't study, yeah, there's one more stress. I just thought right now. I'll tell you what the exam paper is going to be. Now you're saying, all this while, any other stress, you're saying no. What the exam paper is going to be also. Okay, so I'll tell all about this. So first one is study. If you don't study, you're not going to max. Whatever you do, you're going to lose it. Second thing is about parents. Right, parents' expectation and you're not reaching to that. I always tell all the kids is, tell the truth to the parents. Right? You will always say, Papa, I'm sure 100 marks I'm getting for this. I promise you, this exam, 100, sure. Don't give them false promises. Right? Whatever you can expect, tell them that. Because what happens is that, exam is beyond your control. Exams, the paper is beyond your control. So there are chances you might lose 10 marks, because some question papers come, answers coming from outside which you didn't study. Second thing is you are only studying half, which means you are expecting only 50 and 2 comes from outside, you are getting 40, so that is your expected marks. So whatever you study, if it's 100, expect only 80 or 90. And then tell that marks to your parents. You get that point. I'm not telling here to tell a lie. I'm telling them to tell the fact, tell the truth, so that they know. Because what happens, you tell 100% sure, your parents will go and say, Uncle, Auntie, oh, my beta, today beti is 100% sure. Right? And when you get that one mark low, the Uncle, Auntie will come to your mother. What happened to your daughter? One marks, where did it go? They will get stressed. They will come, all the anger, ta-ta-ta. right? So what you have to do is tell the truth, tell the the truth, so that. And but what happens is when you assume and properly plan and give that 10 marks low or 20 marks low and you get 5 marks more, that same parents will say, oh, you expected this, you got 5 marks, oh my good girl. The same parents will say. So that is how you're managing the parents, by telling the actual truth. Parents, doubt clear? Now what my friend's marks is going to be? Right? I think that is the biggest issue, right? Right. Okay, that's one of the biggest issue. I'll tell you something. Your friends, each friend around you, have their own family problems, have their own family system. I always say a doctor's child can easily be a doctor. But an engineer's child needs to put extra effort to be a doctor. Right? Because there they're talking engineering terms, they're talking calculations and all. Here they're talking medicine, medical, food. Continuously they are seeing that life, right? What the parents are studying. So what happens if, from my point of view, a person who's going into a doctor, if he gets 90 marks, and a person who is an engineer family gets 90 marks, from my eyes, 90 marks is much more successful than the person who's a doctor, who's been exposed to a doctor, is more successful. So stop comparing yourself to someone else, because their surrounding is completely different from yours. And the funniest part, you don't compare their whole life, you will only compare their marks. And then get all this stress. Some other comparison is sometimes, you know, some girl has a good hair or good looks, right? But having a messed up family, right? The family is so much in trouble, but you are comparing, oh, this girl is good looking, good looking, good looking, stress. You have such a beautiful mother, father who is loving you. That is not important here. You go beautiful, 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 stress. Then mama, papa will say something, all anger will go there. That good family will also get messed up because you're seeing someone else's beauty, comparing yourself, you're not good, getting stressed and carrying over to your family. Just one point. When I say when you compare their whole life. Messed up family, good looks. I also want to live a messed up family, good looks. Then happy comparison. But here you're comparing one mark, comparing yourself, building up the stress, whatever marks you planned, when you look at her, all the vibration will come and you lose that 10-20 marks. Because you think she's better than you in that one point. But you also have your strength, which is your family. When you compare that, she's nowhere. And that is what your focus should be. What's my success on? So each girl have their own lifestyle. Each girl have their own exposure based on which she's getting the marks. Now next thing what you can do is, how she got this marks. Look at once how she got it. Am I doing the same thing or not? And then do that. Over. She's dead for you there. Compare only once. Anyone who you're comparing, compare only once. Never twice. Because twice what happens is that, I'll tell everyone is that, oh, she's the topper. Okay? Everyone is countries comparing. Oh, she's a topper. What are you doing there? You're actually praying. Oh, she's topper. Don't you think she's going to top? So what we have to stop that and see, how can I be a topper? How can I be a topper? So prayer is coming what? How can I be a topper? Automatically you will find ways, automatically your prayers will be used in the right direction. Some people say, I pray so much, I don't get anything. You're praying for someone else. It's not my fault, right? And you blame the poor God. Right? Okay, did I answer the question? Who asked me? On stress? Or you want more about anything about a specific topic? Did I clear it? So stress is something which, okay, let me learn more on your topic itself. When you're unplanned, you have a lot of stress. For example, there was one quote which I had, not being on time.
Yes.
Right? If you're not being on time, everyone will be stressed. Because you know what? If you're not on time, first thing you have to go and tell is say sorry. Everyone who you say is, if you're late, you'll say sorry. What are you doing? Down. Right? From leaving home till you reach the destination. Full time you're thinking, oh, I'll be late. Stress. So normally stress comes is because you're unplanned or you're not doing something you're supposed to do. That will hit you and that is when the stress comes. Got it? Did I answer your question? Okay.